Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
You're not very hetero when you say that.
Welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 528. Thank you very much for listening. We love you. Love you all. If you would like to reach out, please do so. We got some good emails this week, and I would like to see more people reach out via that means. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Of course, you can also leave us a voicemail, which we also love. 949-464-TBLS. Additionally, we encourage you to subscribe, become a supporter of the show, give us $5 a month via the link in the show notes. You also, as a patron there, you also get all the bonus content that we do here each and every week, only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com. Click the link at the top of the page. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Two things. First of all, I think our pal Maddie from the Great White North sent us our care packages with my beautiful Alouettes hat.
Oh, yes. And Maddie LeBron. He doesn't like it when we use his whole government name, because there, it's like Gilead up there in Canada, but I very much, he was asking me the other day, how come I'm not ever wearing my, Hamilton Ticats hat in any of my, walking Instagram stories. And I told him it's cause I don't want to sweat it up. I don't want to get it all. I don't take it on my sweaty journeys, but I do occasionally play golf in it and I love it very much. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I wear mine. Like, I'm not a crazy hat. Some people wear hats every day. But like, it's in my rotation, my Alouettes hat for sure.
I love my.
But I'm such an asshole because I've had that book plate it's just sitting here.
You are a piece of shit.
This is the week that I'm sending it up to Canada. I'm sorry for that. It's been here for over 6 months, like six inches from where I'm sitting right now. Sat there.
It's gonna cost you $19 to send it to him.
He earned it.
Yes.
I'm fucking rocking Alouettes hat.
Beautiful.
Come on.
It's beautiful. I forgot because in that care package, he included a bunch of Canadian only candies. It was 75 hard when he sent them. So I wasn't eating any of that shit. And then one night after 75 hard, I opened up the cupboard where I had placed those candies and I'd forgotten about them. And I went to town. I had the coffee crunch. I had all of that shit. I took it all down in one night. So Maddie, you're the best.
I enjoyed a bunch of it, but you know, I'm not a coffee guy. So that went to the mother-in-law. Of course.
Yeah. Understand.
But I did see something that just popped up. Like as I was opening up the laptop, Nick Cannon wants to give all 11 of his kids the opportunity to connect with him on Father's Day.
Is he gonna do so? Did he spring for like the extra Zoom package where you could talk to more people at once?
I assume they're in different area codes.
They have to be. There's no way they've never been all together in the same place. That's we know. But do you think they've all met each other? There's no way, right?
No chance.
No chance.
What do you do for Father's Day? Like, what is?
So, as many people know, I'm divorced. The first one, okay, guys? And so it used to be, now my kids are big. My son's 19, my daughter's 16. She's been featured on the show many times. Should we call her and ask her what she's going to do for me on Sunday?
That would be fun.
Let's see if
Is it this Sunday?
Wait, yeah, it's Sunday. It's this Sunday.
Let me look. It is this Sunday. Yeah. Oh, that's why Michelle was asking me what I wanted to do Sunday. I was like, I don't know, fucking nothing.
But back when, you know, because we've always, I have the kids 50% of the time. Their mom has the kids 50% of the time. And even now that they both have cars, so they you know, are free to kind of go back and forth between houses, they still pretty much stick to the schedule. Although my son has a girlfriend and he spends the night over there a lot, they're, you know, they still pretty much stick to the schedule. But when they were little, the ex-wife would hit me up and she'd be like, "Hey, Sunday's Father's Day, and I know it's my weekend."
Oh,
but you
maybe
know,
it could be your weekend because you're dad and you
yeah,
like this.
Yeah. Do you? I assume you would want the kids to come over Sunday. To which I would respond, "How is that a gift for me?"
Yeah, because when they're little, you got to do all kinds of shit for
them. Yeah. What?
When they get older, you worry about like emotional stuff, but like when they're little, you have to like do everything.
Yeah. They just need it's then they just come over and they need some shit and they ask a lot of questions and they say a bunch of stuff and you got to feed them and take care of them. Like that's no gift to me.
For like the first at least decade of their lives, I always ask Michelle for the gift of her taking the kids to her parents' house.
Yes.
That's like go spend time with your dad.
Yes.
They can see grandpa on that day and dad can go to the beer garden or something.
Yes. You know, like whatever. Absolutely. Yes. That is the gift. And vice versa, you know, like you want, like I'm sure Michelle would like a little time to herself on the second Sunday in May. You know, it's flipped
because now I have like very little interaction with my kids and like they don't want anything to do with me. Yeah. So I might be like, "Hey, you know, for Father's Day, can we all like go out to dinner?" Because like I'm the sad sack and nobody wants to be around anymore.
Totally. I know.
It's flipped pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, we should contact Ryan Beckner because she was recently telling me something. It was her mom's birthday or something.
But don't tell her it's Father's Day. Ryan, I want to know, like, what's the plan for Sunday?
Yeah, we'll feel it out. She was telling me, she's like, you know, she's like, "I just don't know what to get mom." And she's just so, you know, she gets so emotional when I give her a gift. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't know what that feels like because you've never given me a gift.
Yeah. Macaroni necklace.
Yes. Yeah. Even. But that's not, actually, I do have some ceramic items that she's made for me here back in the day. Yes. Those are about.
I'm actually using a coaster. I have two coasters.
Yeah.
My boys had the same first grade teacher.
Yeah.
And they made a coaster for Father's Day with their picture on it. And I still use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's sweet. It's nice. Both my boys at like 7 years old or whatever.
So
the problem is.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. This is a thank you from the teacher.
Yeah.
They didn't initiate shit. No. They just posed for a picture.
Yeah. It was something to do for an hour on Wednesday afternoon.
I credit the great Mr. Hamlin, their teacher.
Yes, of course.
But like, come on. They didn't actually do anything.
Same. Okay. Let's call her. She might be, I think she kind of has a boyfriend now, so that's could be an issue here, but let's see. Let's find her phone number and my phone. Here we are. And we are calling.
Hello.
Right.
Wait, sorry, hi.
Right.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing?
I'm eating McDonald's in the McDonald's parking lot.
Stop it. The one that made me sick that I'll never go to again? The one in La Paz?
No, I'm all the way in Lake Forest.
Lake Forest? Are you armed? Yeah. Do you have a weapon?
Yeah. I have my pocket knife.
Sawed off shotgun. Okay, you're on the podcast with me and Ed. Say hi to Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. How are you?
So I'm just wondering, what's going on for Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah, what do you have planned? What do you got planned for Sunday?
I'm going to work.
But that's not till like 5:30.
Yeah, I don't have any plans on
you
Sunday.
You don't? Haven't planned anything on Sunday?
Did you make anything? You make like a macaroni necklace or something?
Yeah.
Like anything?
You make anything?
Where are you guys going with this?
You make anything at school?
Like a coaster with your picture on it or something?
Yeah.
On Sunday?
Well, because I imagined that on the second Sunday in May, is it the second or third? I think it's the second. On the second Sunday in May, you probably had some plans with somebody else. And now here we are at the second Sunday and or third Sunday in June.
Third, I think.
Yeah, the third
what
Sunday.
What the hell are you talking about?
The third Sunday in June.
It's a big day. I mean, it's kind of an important
that's right.
Figure.
Yeah.
Is it Father's Day on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. What do you have planned for me?
You had me so confused.
Trace your hand and turn it into a turkey?
That would be cute. Yeah.
If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have a great surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
You got something all because your brother's going to be away, so it's on you to do something for me this Sunday. Now,
a lot of pressure.
You've lived. This will be your 16th Father's Day.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything for me before on any Father's Days?
Yeah.
You have?
My presence is your present.
for my audience, when would you say you finally, well, you don't know my age. When would you say
you're 49?
You just learned that though. When did you finally learn my birthday and what is it?
I've been known your birthday my entire life and it's May 19th.
Uh-huh. You've known that for what? 2 years?
You don't know my birthday.
I know your birthday.
Yeah, you forget sometimes.
It's August 23rd. 2007 was one of the greatest days. It's the second greatest. Wait, it's the first greatest day of my life, depending on who I'm talking to.
The greatest day.
Yeah. Okay, why are you in Lake Forest? What are you doing that's sus over there? Ed, you don't know this, but Lake Forest is a very sus area on the wrong side of the 5 freeway that no one should ever go to. Why are you in Lake Forest being sus?
Is this like where Night Stalker was?
Salvation Army.
Oh, the Salvation Army? Oh, did you find me anything? That's where I got my King shirt. Ed, not far, because the Night Stalker did work in Mission Viejo, which neighbors Lake Forest.
See? I just had a sense.
Yes, it is. It's a Night Stalker adjacent neighborhood. Ryan, are you familiar with Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker?
I'm familiar.
Yeah, he terrorized this area when I was in fifth grade. I was afraid to take a shower with the window open. Yeah. Okay, Ryan. Good talk. What'd you get? Two cheeseburger meal.
Careful what you order from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's true.
I actually just got fries and a Dr. Pepper because Mom's making dinner. I wasn't actually hungry. I think I was just bored.
Yeah, I get that.
Dr. Pepper's having a moment. Yeah. I just read it. It's now the number two. It passed Pepsi. It's the number two soda.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a delightful beverage. I haven't had one in 20 years. Yeah, it's a delightful beverage. One time, my buddy Brian was doing a flaming Dr. Pepper shot. That's where you pour Bacardi 151 with Dr. Pepper, and you light it on fire, and you do a shot, and it poured down the side of his face, and his face was on fire. That's not what you're doing, Ryan.
I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah,
not the fire on your face part. That's not a good idea.
No. Okay, Ryan, get Sunday all planned for us, and I'll just let me know what time to be ready. Okay.
All right, I got you.
Okay, I love you.
Goodbye.
Love you,
okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Exactly. That's exactly what I expected. Ed, I got it. Before we move on, I got to tell you something that happened to me. I almost forgot. I was so traumatized, Ed, that I think I what do you call it when you I suppressed?
Oh yeah.
The memory. It was a week ago.
You were like a World War One soldier.
Yes, exactly. Like, shell shocked.
He must be shell shocked.
Yeah, I have a 1,000-yard stare now. So I'm in this group chat with a couple guys. I'm not going to say their names, but one of them has been he's on a real health journey, and we're all very supportive of him. He's a great guy, and he's looking good.
But it's kind of a grind to be a part of that journey.
Well, yes, it suddenly is.
Yeah,
because he's looking very deflated. Some might say AIDS-y, not me. Not me. No, he's not. He hasn't zemped up. He's done it the right way.
He's putting in the work. He's doing Papa John stuff.
Exactly. He's done it the right way by starving himself. And he's basically on the anorexia diet. He starves himself and he walks.
He's on the Karen Carpenter.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Voice of an angel, by the way, Karen Carpenter. Beautiful voice.
Why did birds suddenly appear?
Wrecking Crew production. Just really beautiful songs. So But he's been, so lately, in our group chat, he's been complaining about the condition of his feet.
Oh, he sent feet pics?
We're getting there. He's literally walking more than 100 miles every month. I think last month it was like 140 miles or something. It's a lot. Jeez. And I'm really, really proud of him. I'm really proud of my ex-friend because he's been talking about the condition of his feet and what's going on with them. And I'm not here for it. I'm not here for a friend's feet. I'm not here for an enemy's feet. I'm not here for anybody's feet situation. I'm not into it.
No, he needs to be in a group chat with Tarantino.
Yes, exactly. So then the other day he announces he's getting a pedicure.
Oh, boy.
Right. And this is not information I needed.
Take care of your feet, but don't right. subject other people to this stuff.
But so I'm on a group chat with this guy and one other guy. I don't know what, I don't usually have, and I have the notifications for this chat muted. But it's a week ago on Tuesday, and I'll never forget it. There's military, can you hear that helicopter?
Yeah.
There's military activity outside my home.
We got a Red Dawn situation?
It's probably this flight is probably costing $40,000. So I think I got my phone out because I remembered something that I needed to text somebody. And I get my phone out and I see this text from the group chat. And the one guy, the feet person, texts. And I swear to God, Ed, I almost couldn't process it. And he goes, and I see the text come through and he says, you guys want the before or after?
Oh boy.
And the other guy, as quick before I could, because I was just in the process of typing the word no.
Neither or no.
Yes, yes. The other guy, before I could even type no, types in all caps before.
Okay, see, he's an ex-friend too.
Exactly. And then I go, oh my God,
that's
accessory. I got to sign out of this chat. But for whatever reason, you can't leave a group chat if there's only three people in the group chat. So I go to leave the thing and I can't leave it. And I go, okay, I'm just going to delete the thing.
Right.
But in the process of deleting it, I only catch a brief view of one of them, but this cretin has sent several pictures. And Ed, I'm not talking like you're standing up and you point your camera down at your feet.
So is he just marveling at his feet because he was too heavy to see his feet in the past?
No, or like, no. The condition of the feet, and he's getting like close-ups, like under the toenails pictures.
Oh, fucking gross.
Yes.
Gross to even hear about.
Yes. And I don't know what the fuck was going on. I only saw one, and it was so fucking disgusting that I was literally like in sort of a rage / fear mode for several days afterward. And I didn't even see them all. There was a bunch came through. I caught one as I was quickly deleting the chat. So my question to you is this. We know they're both disgusting, wretched scumbags. Two of the worst people in the world.
War criminals.
But on the one hand, you got a guy who premeditatedly takes close-up images of his diseased feet.
Awful, but I think I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
I still think he's not the worst person in the chat.
And on the other hand, there's
the guy
a
who
guy
put lighter fluid on the fire.
Who said, yes, please, I would like to see those images quickly. Please send them right now.
That's the bigger monster. That's the bigger monster.
Because
look, if he said neither or no,
yes,
and then both of you are saying no,
yes,
then you've taken a stand.
Yes.
He's encouraging this behavior as if this is a good thing to do,
yes,
to friends.
I'm reminded, you brought up the Night Stalker earlier.
Yep.
Richard Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
bad teeth.
Yes, he, like many serial killers, was suffered a very bad concussion at a young age.
Mm. Who's the guy who got the bar in the head? The famous case of the guy who...
Oh, Phineas Gage. You're talking about Phineas Gage.
Yeah, Phineas Gage.
Phineas Gage was the best.
Yeah. He was our favorite rapscallion.
Yes. So, Richard Ramirez, he had head trauma as a child, like most serial killers. But also, his uncle used to take him on raping expeditions. And he'd be like, hey, little Ricky.
That's a kind of a tough mentorship.
Yeah, I'm going down to the motel tonight to forcibly rape some people. Why don't you come with me and hang out
Keep
and watch?
Score.
Yeah. So now, Richard Ramirez, he may have had these impulses from the head injury, but he needed the uncle to turn on, hey, here's...
But Uncle Stalker...
Yes.
Put lighter fluid on it.
Right. You can act on these impulses. You don't have to just have them in your brain. You can go out and do the things you want to do. So in this case, we got the one guy, nameless, obviously, who is Richard
monster
Ramirez.
Monster number one. Right.
But monster number two is Richard Ramirez's uncle, who's actually the worst person in this scenario. Would you agree?
I agree. Yeah. Ramirez's uncle who asked for the foot pictures.
Unbelievable.
That's fucking horrible.
Okay. Well, that's what I've been
sorry.
Dealing with.
Sorry you lost two Thank friends you. This week.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's for the best. Look, eventually people show you who they are. And when people show you who they are, you got to listen to those people.
And when you give advice to people who are doing this, you always tell people, you get the bad people out of your life.
That's right.
That's the only way you turn it around. Get the bad people out of your life.
Rise above. Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Well. Let's talk about some people. Well, two people are dead to me, but let's talk about some other people that have died.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Ed, who died?
We lost the son of Pistol Pete, Josh Maravich, former LSU player, 42 years old. I don't know the cause of death. Didn't Pistol Pete have a heart attack in his driveway playing hoops?
He did, but he also liked to really get on the piss, I think. Didn't he? Wasn't he a major booze hound?
Maybe.
I could be making that up. Now, but also, how does Pistol Pete Maravich have a son much younger than we are?
That's true. He died. Well, Pistol Pete
died in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking. No cause of death listed here.
Yeah. The bottle.
But, Pete had a heart attack in his driveway.
Yeah,
and he may have littered his insides with booze and stuff, but
poisoned his guts.
But I believe he died in 88 of an undiagnosed heart condition, and he was only 40 at the time.
Oh yeah, okay, 40 years old. Yeah,
But that's weird because I don't remember seeing Pistol Pete play.
I don't either.
And like I was watching, not, you know, I didn't know everything that was going on, but in like 82, I'm 6 years old. I don't remember seeing Pistol Pete. I only like heard about him over the years.
Well, and also he played for the New Orleans Jazz. And I remember getting cards, like getting old basketball cards and being like, what the fuck is the New Orleans Jazz? They're in Utah. I didn't even realize. I mean, obviously it makes sense because the white people in Utah didn't invent jazz. It was Emma Stone and the other guy, Ryan Gosling. Yeah. So but then everyone's like, oh, this guy Pistol Pete, he really balled out, but I never saw him play either.
But like he died in 88 at age 40. You would think we would have seen him play.
Yeah, that's what I'm let's look. Let's peep his career. Okay, Louisiana State. All right. Atlanta Hawks.
And before the 3-point line and like his scoring record.
Yeah.
And then, well, Caitlin Clark broke it and they had to make a big deal of it. But like there were But there was no 3-point line and he was still averaging like 40 a game.
Yeah, he averaged in 3 years at Louisiana State, LSU, 43.8, 44.2, 44.5 points a game.
Fucking guy was pouring it in.
And he was shooting like 45%. Like he was, and making all his free throws. Look, this guy was a beast. Okay. So he gets drafted by the Hawks in 70. And then he plays
done by 80. He finishes in the 79-80 season for the Celtics. And at that point, he's an 11-point a game scorer. His best season, he came in third in the MVP vote. Like he was definitely he averaged 31 points a game, like back then, pre-3-point line. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is. And look, this is, you know, this is like Chang and Eng, who were joined at the liver and probably separable at with the technology of the time. Similarly, Pistol Pete, like whatever was the deal with his knee, he probably just needed a scope job. They just weren't that good at fixing knees back then. Now, it's no big deal.
Yeah, you would see a guy, you'd be watching any sport, and you'd see a guy go down with a bad knee injury, and you're like, night termite. I just watched him play for the last time.
Oh, yeah. The aforementioned Kurt with a C, Warner from last week.
Right.
He went to cut on that Kingdom cement, and that was it.
The great Billy Sims. I'm misremembering. Did he do that on one of the Thanksgiving? I don't know. Oh, I just remember. I remember seeing it and being like, "Oh, he's done."
Yeah, and those turf shoes. He probably had those Ruse or Spot Built turf shoes out there, and that was it.
Well, R.I.P. Josh, son of Pistol Pete Maravich.
Wait, do we know how he died? Did you say that?
I said I don't know the cause of death, but Dad died at 40 of a heart condition. So I don't know.
Died. You figured you'd get that looked at.
You would get that checked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Your dad had a heart condition. I wanted to come here to make my dad proud. And he balled out too. Yeah. They just said he died at home. I mean, you might be onto something there, buddy. R.I.P. Josh Maravich. Any relation to Joe Maravich, the guy I used to work with at UPS?
Ooh.
No. No.
Maybe.
It's a different spelling. I don't know. Who else died, Ed?
Well, we lost a guy with a name we don't hear anymore, and I love this.
Yeah.
Chet the Jet Walker.
Yeah.
He was a Hall of Fame power forward for the Bulls, 84 years old, nice long run, but you don't hear Chet. I remember Chet Lemon as a kid while playing for the Tigers.
Yeah, Chet Lemon. Now, Chet is short for Chester. And is it just, we're not naming anybody Chester anymore because of it's rhyming with molester and it being a cartoon in the Hustler magazine, Chester the Molester.
Well, there's still Chester Cheetah. I think, do they still roll him out?
That's right.
They might.
They have to.
He had a pretty good look.
Yes.
And I got to say, I haven't had those in years.
Oh, he fucked
some Cheetos. I'll fuck with some Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Hot Cheetos? Fuck, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll be honest. I did one time, it's a meme. I did see Michael Cera eating some Cheetos with chopsticks one time. So he didn't, his fingers didn't get all, you know, Cheeto-y. And I'll be honest, I've employed that. I've stolen that as a thing to not get my fingers if I'm eating Cheetos and or Takis or anything with a dust, with a cancer dust on it. I use it the
just
chopsticks.
It just reminds me.
Yeah.
Yeah. To really date myself, you remember the old show Sniglets?
No, and it was not.
So Sniglets was like on the I didn't have HBO as a kid, but some people did. They had I think it was a show called Sniglets, or maybe it was part of not necessarily the news, and it was just a segment.
Uh-huh.
And it was, they had words for things that had no words. So like the fake grass he'd put in the Easter baskets, they called that EstroTurf. And for the Cheeto dust, they called it Cheetle.
Cheetle. A sniglet is an often humorous word made up to describe something for which no dictionary word exists. Introduced in the 1980s TV comedy series, not necessarily the news.
There you go.
Sniglets were generated and Rich published Hall. In significant numbers. Rich Hall was very funny.
Yeah. So yeah. I just remember Cheetle. That was a sniglet. Cheetle.
Yeah. It gets on your fingers.
And finally,
yes.
We lost Brother Marquise, Two Live Crew member. Luther Campbell's the only one standing because we lost Fresh Kid Ice a couple years ago.
Which one's the Asian guy?
That was Fresh Kid Ice. Oh. Brother Marquise, what, like, there was in middle school, Two Live Crew really had a moment, and he was my favorite. I loved that guy.
He's
so horny. He had the best verses.
Yeah. Two Live Crew really did have a moment because they were very nasty, and people were
trying. Some say nasty as they want to be.
That's right. They were nasty as they want to be. Yes. And they really leaned into that. That was their lane. They really leaned into that. And people tried to restrict their freedom of speech.
I never really gave a shit. You know, maybe I chuckled a little bit at Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
But it's just not like, I don't like the over the top, but I loved Two Live Crew for like,
they're great.
For like, I don't know, 14 months. I was like really enjoying them.
I liked when Uncle Luke would hang out on the sideline of the U games, just handing out like $100 bills. Just like it was no big deal. Yeah. That was nice. Yeah. RIP 58 is just too young to die. Do we know how he died?
Don't know. But I think I read cancer because I think it was like surrounded by family. I think it was one of those.
Yeah. Very sad. RIP.
Very sad. RIP. Yeah.
Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give Hetero Life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports this week?
This is a rough one. Yeah. Former Dolphin, I believe he led the league in interceptions a couple years in a row. Like very, very good cornerback. Former Dolphin and current free agent Xavien Howard was accused of sending explicit photos and videos of a woman to her son. He was getting revenge on her.
Not funny.
This is awful. Hey, let me show your mom and the one thing you don't want to see.
Now, I mean, this is criminal,
I assume this
right?
is that's why. A, yes, yeah. Oh, for yeah. sure, that's criminal. And I assume that's why the Dolphins got rid of him. Like he got released at maybe after the season or something. But like he was a like a legit number one corner.
And there's no Mexican league or Korean league you can go play.
Nope.
You know, it ain't like he's going to the UFL or anything. And also, it seems like in the NFL, like the bar is quite a bit lower for like he's doesn't have a job right now, but I could see him having a redemption tour and getting a job somewhere. Like, he's a pretty good player, right, Ed? Or am I?
I
wouldn't hire him.
I think this is going to the poke. Like, you're sending kid.
Yeah,
a minor, sexual videos and images of his mom.
Yeah.
And
it's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. So I think he's going to jail.
Yeah.
He's 30, so he probably still has a little more left in the tank. Yeah. But, like, he's been a star cornerback, and no team has – he was released.
Yeah.
And no team has picked him up because I'm sure they all know this was coming.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is a bad one.
Do you think his defense will be, Your Honor, it's not like I sent pictures of my putrid, diseased feet to people?
Oh, well, he would be banned from the league.
That's true, of course. Yeah. That's what he's being accused of is doing here is disseminating and taking photographs, some taken without consent. So that's a crime there.
Yep.
And all disseminated without consent, another crime. Howard has been dealing with the lawsuit.
This is a worse version of revenge porn. Like, revenge porn has become a thing in the last few years they've cracked down on. And then this is taking it to a new level because he's sending it to her son.
That is,
or maybe daughter. I don't know. It says
disgusting.
Child.
Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Monster.
Yeah. Hopefully the law settles his hash here.
Yeah, boxer Ryan Garcia arrested for damage to his room at the Beverly Hills Waldorf. Believe $15,000 worth of damage.
Do we need to put a Dead by Christmas on this guy? I don't follow him close. Obviously, Antonio Brown, we know, we're certain he'll be dead by Christmas. But
yeah,
do we need this? I feel like I'm getting a story about this Ryan Garcia every week. Do we need to put a Dead by Christmas clause on this guy too?
It's tracking. It's tracking. Yeah. And also the police were called at 5:15 on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
You don't trash your room pre-9 at night. Who's trashing the room in the afternoon? This guy's fucking wacko.
That sounds like he's still going from the night before. This is a multi-day bender, as far as I'm concerned. Former world champion boxer Ryan Garcia was arrested on suspicion of felony vandalism for allegedly causing an estimated $15,000 worth of damage at a hotel in Beverly Hills. Waldorf Astoria for an intoxicated person. Oh, hey, ad. I'm reading here. Hotel management requested the arrest. 25-year-old Porter Ranch resident. Oh, very hot out there. I could see why he's in Beverly Hills. After he was booked. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm Ryan Spears, a.k.a. Britney Spears, Garcia posted on X late Sunday morning.
That's a normal thing.
Always good when you need a second sentence to explain the joke in the first sentence. That's how you know a joke is really
landed. It really landed.
Yeah. This sucks. I never hurt anyone. I've only ever loved everyone, prayed for people, and tried to make a change in this cruel world. I love you, Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, and look, if he's immediately going to the Lord, he might be dead by Labor Day, Ed. He might not survive till Christmas because he's already talking to his Lord. Garcia,
now he's saying he follows the Lord.
Yeah.
Did Jesus fuck up that cave that he was in for 3 days?
Yeah, no.
Right? Like, do you follow Jesus? Because I think he just hung out and then came out on Easter. And he's like, hey, I'm back.
Now, what was the reasoning for the cave? Did the Romans not bury people, or they just couldn't like throw them out there for the animals?
They nailed them to a cross, so they clearly didn't they weren't being humane.
Yeah, they nailed him. They beat the shit out of him. Then they nailed him to a cross, and then they waited till he was dead on the cross, and then they took him down from the cross, and then put. I don't get the point of the cave.
Feels like a mass grave situation when you're just nailing people to crosses.
Yeah, just toss them or just leave them up there. And then, I mean, it's like when the magician goes behind the thing. You know, you know some shenanigans are afoot when he's behind the thing, or when the bad guy leaves James Bond. Yes.
Yeah, or Goldfinger has the laser. He's like, oh, I'm convinced the laser's like 6 inches from his balls. I'm going to walk out of the room now.
Yes, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
before I could see that the murder has taken place. Like,
right.
Makes no sense to me, but who am I? Let's put this guy, Ryan Garcia, on the list because he's definitely, I mean, he should not be sanctioned to fight ever again. That's no. for sure.
Yeah, clearly yeah. he's going through shit. The most offensive story of the week, even worse than Xavier Howard, is New Era was selling Ohtani Judge caps with both players' names and numbers on the hat during this weekend's Dodgers-Yankees series.
Like, who's
buying that?
Yeah, there's no one has an Ohtani. And also, oh, it's just their names? Because, I mean, Judge
has their name and number.
I thought it might have their image because Judge's face and teeth are so big, you couldn't fit that on a cap, right?
Yeah.
It's just too much head involved.
He looks like he's got tombstones between his
He does. Every time he comes up to bat, I'm like, hey, where's all the villagers with pitchforks and torches? I never see them.
I also saw at the London series where the Phillies played the Mets this weekend. Yeah. I saw they were selling like Hawaiian shirts with the Phillies and Mets logo. These are division rivals. Yeah. Who's buying this shit?
No. This is nobody should be buying this. Like if you either you have a team or you don't. You don't have look.
This is a Rob Lowe wearing the NFL crest.
Rob Lowe. Or the NFL.
Both teams to have fun.
Yeah, he's just rooting for everybody. He just likes the sport. No, I hate this. I hate New Era. I don't like this shit.
It's a bullshit. Terrible look.
Yes. New Dodgers and Yankees. No one likes both the Dodgers
and
Yankees.
No, they don't. It's
what
a
kind
terrible
of scumbag look. Would like the both the Dodgers and Yankees? Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
Pat McAfee apologized for calling Caitlin Clark a white bitch. Now, I don't
context here. Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not a Pat McAfee guy.
No.
But, you know, the way it was said, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was saying it in a positive sense.
I think, yeah, okay.
Like, pretty good for, like, he was trying to, like, talk cool.
You're a white bitch. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. But I don't care to watch clips of Pat McAfee. I just thought, that's a funny apology.
Hold on, Ed, because there's a bigger part of the story. Bill Simmons couldn't resist another chance to continue his emerging feud with Pat McAfee. So Bill Simmons and Pat McAfee have a feud? That's where you just root for the tomahawk missile, right? On Wednesday.
He doesn't like him wearing the. And why is the image Bill Simmons by the WWE logo? Is he like part of wrestling now?
I think he's real into wrestling. I think he like covers it like it's a real sport. He does a podcast. I don't know anybody that listens to Bill Simmons, obviously, but imagine tuning in. I need Bill Simmons' take on the Royal Rumble. Jeez. You know, like I still need the context. Also, didn't somebody clue us into the fact recently that Pat McAfee's like 36 years old?
No.
Yes. He's much younger than you're thinking. So, Somebody hit us with this on Twitter not that long ago, and it's shocking number. He's a lot younger than you think. Because I was thinking he was he's about my age. He just looks a lot older. But he's younger.
Yeah, he's younger.
Yeah.
Not good look.
Yeah.
Man in his 50s shouldn't be wearing the tank tops all the time.
Yeah.
But, he's 36.
Yeah. On Wednesday before game one of the NBA Finals, Simmons mentioned Luka Doncic's odds to win MVP for the series
He's 37 now. He turned 37 in May, by the way.
37? And asked if Pat McAfee calls him a white bitch before game time, what would that go up or down? Oh, he's got the Jimmy Kimmel's cousin. I don't really get the context. They don't, and this is how you know, honestly, that this is probably being taken out of context because in the story in the New York Post, there is no context in which it was expressed the first time. They're just talking about Bill Simmons' response to just those two words. So taken out of context, it sounds bad, but it's like you're saying, Ed, he could have been saying, this chick balls out for a white bitch, which is like, you know,
like, you don't want to call women the B word, but at the same time, he could be.
Yes.
And I, you know, I don't want to be defending this dude. I'm just saying it.
Yes.
And I'm I also read a headline because I don't like to drill down on stories about Caitlin Clark, but I did read that she brushed it off and was like fine with it. So
yeah,
he could have been just saying like, you know, something sort of complimentary.
It sounds like Bill Simmons has a little.
He's pulling a Jim Nance on Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He just wants any competition for headlines.
Yeah, because he thinks this should have been him. He's like, why? How come I'm not Pat McAfee? You know, and look, Bill Simmons, very successful, but he's not the face of the network in the same way that that Pat McAfee was. McAfee called Clark a white bitch when referring to her on Monday segment on WNBA's Rookie Class. He later apologized. Again, they don't have the whole quote, you know, so it's. That seems sus to me. Where they don't say
that doesn't sound like the Rupert Murdoch owned New York Post that I know.
I know.
Context and measured statements is all what the Post does.
Yeah. I look, fuck them both, but kind of like I say, kind of fuck Bill Simmons a little bit more. Just like I don't like either of them. I don't really know Pat McAfee other than he looks very old. And he wears a big belt buckle.
He looks like an old billy goat in a tank top.
Yeah, and he kind of has the kind of haircut that you feel like you would see a lot of at Rain City Jacks. But other than that, like I don't really know much about him.
Right. I don't. Punter for the Colts.
Yes, exactly.
I believe Punter. He went to Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah. Again.
Oh no! He went to West Virginia. West Virginia.
Oh, even worse, the Mountaineers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This story was big like a week ago. This guy, I believe he was on the Padres, but originally he was a Pirate last year. Tucupita Marcano got a lifetime ban from Major League Baseball for betting on games he played in. The big part of this story, he was just, you know, just a guy. He only won 4% of his bets.
Yeah, he was... He was a 95.7% loser or something. How do you keep betting?
Like, and he was putting, unlike the Jonte Porter that we did, who like threw it all away over nothing, 15 grand. This guy was probably making the league minimum and he was putting real money. Like, I think he bet like 200 grand over the course of a year. Like, he put.
It's insane.
And he only won 4%. And, buddy, you're playing for the Pirates. I hope you aren't betting on the Pirates to win.
Yeah. Wait, no, he was on the Padres, wasn't he?
No, I think last year, I believe that was it. Yeah. Like, he was on the Padres this year, but the games that I saw being highlighted was he was a bucko. Yeah, he made 387 bets, totaling more than $150,000.
Yeah.
He only won like 10 of those bets.
Even by accident. You could
of course.
Probably be getting like 40%. Like you would have to actually try to bet that badly.
Right? 4%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you wouldn't say, oh, if a guy is just flipping a coin and it only landed on heads 4 times out of 100, that would be a crazy story. Like this guy really fucked up betting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he should be studied that he would continue
like
to bet.
And world's dumbest man.
Look, even if he's making the league minimum, that's like 600 grand.
Right. And he bet 150 grand in a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's just wild. I mean, maybe he get a job in the KBL or something. Maybe they got different sports he can bet there or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's went well
in Gardenia.
Oh,
he's went well in Gardenia.
Couple of... Wait. There's no trans. There's only one voicemail. There's no transcription for it. I don't know. This could be a sales call. I don't know. Just keep your fingers crossed. Let's see what's going on.
Brian, Ed, what's going on? Angelo here.
Oh, it's Angelo.
On
it. You guys are talking about Evander Holyfield last week, and remember he lost his money and like you said, from tithing, and I think it was he went to Creflo Dollar,
he got Creflo'd.
Creflo was our guy that he wanted. The Lord wanted him to have a jet. The Lord wanted him to be a billionaire so that he could have that jet so he could fly around and minister to people.
Right. Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Big Creflo Dollar people over here.
Mm. Asking for them to help. And they're like, no, can do. I already got your money. I don't need anything else from you. Once he was broke. So the fact that he was worth, I forget how much it was not a shocker. Also, what a terrible guy this was. Evander Holyfield was a guy who sang praise and worship music going out to the ring.
Yep.
Yet his wife and his mistress were both pregnant at the same time. That's just the kind of person he was. Remember coming up, obviously, from Cruiserweight at 190. Cruiserweight still is around, by the way, so you guys know. Yep. But it's at 200 pounds now, not 190. But when he came up, obviously, the steroids were all over. You know, he got caught shipping steroids to his house under the name Evan Field.
Oh, that's right.
They were never going to figure that one out, I guess. And also, he ended up naming his son Evan. So, I mean, it just tells you what kind of guy that Evander Holyfield was. He was supposed to fight Mike Tyson before Tyson went to prison. They were signed to fight. I think it was before he got convicted.
Yeah, I think
and went to jail. So
yeah,
I think it was Douglas. Then he had like Razor Ruddock and
Canadian
one other. I think he fought Ruddock twice, and then he had like one other fight, and then he went to jail. And it was like finally because Tyson's people didn't want him fighting Holyfield for a while because you know fatten up on Razor Ruddock.
Yeah.
And I remember that when the post match interview and Tyson goes like, they're like, well, how was it? Cause Ruddock was a hard puncher. And he goes, oh, he punches like a fucking mule. excuse my French, please. Like after the fact, I was like, oh, okay.
Also mules only have legs. They don't punch.
Right. But I mean, come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good point.
Do you think Customato had him in class?
Okay.
Oh, well, he never got the chance to fight, I guess, close to a prime. Mike Tyson, that's only true. The guy on drugs at that point.
The Muslim version.
Quick question, guys.
Okay.
Out of these three people, who is most likely to be a serial killer?
Oh.
Is it A, the person who speaks or talks on their speakerphone out in public?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it the person who whistles out in public? Because that shit is... Mm-hmm. Fucking terrifying when you hear somebody whistling out in public. It's one of the scariest things in the world to me.
Yep.
Or three, and this is my personal choice, the white person who names their pet a human name. Because you know if a woman comes up to you, can you help me find my dog Tyler?
Yeah.
You know there's about 100% chance that she's slipping a little antifreeze into her third husband's morning cup of coffee every day. That's just my personal opinion, guys. What do you guys think? Keep up the good work, fellas. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
And I think
the,
I know
the great Angelo.
It's the Whistler, right?
It's the Whistler. Yeah. Like it was such a smart character choice to have Omar whistling the farmer in the Dell.
Yeah.
Because you knew a murderer was coming.
Yes.
Like just whistling.
Omar coming.
And so when you hear someone whistling, and it doesn't have to be at night, you're walking down the sidewalk and someone's whistling behind you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hoboken, there's a lot of foot traffic. So still, I would say I hear someone whistling once a year, twice a year, and it's bone chilling. And like there's fucking 60,000 people in one square mile. I'm around people all the time. And when you hear whistling, it like stops you.
Across the street.
Yeah. Yep.
Clutch your valuables. The person on speakerphone, that's just everybody now. That's not even, it would make everybody a serial killer.
But everyone has AirPods or you know, still, you know, earphones or whatever, earphones. But like, I don't understand why everyone speaks on speaker when we all own the technology. You always see people with shit in their ears. Like, they can talk through that, but they always put it on speaker.
Yeah, it is actually just a while. Even like, if I take a call, if somebody calls me, and it's rare that I like need to talk to somebody, but if I'm just talking either through my AirPods or with the phone to my head, and I'm only one side of the conversation, I go away from other people. I'm not going to just stand there.
I gotta go duck out somewhere.
Yeah. I try to find a private place where people don't have to listen to just me talking, the whole conversation. It's actually nuts. Couple emails this week. Hello, ballers. You mentioned you want more emails. I have a few topics I've been wondering about. Hopefully you don't mind multiple topics. Who you scooping? I don't have that one loaded, sadly. It's too far to get to.
It tends to be uncomfortable.
It's a lot. I know. I like it, but it's hard. I recently rewatched Better Call Saul. I still haven't watched the last season.
And it's great.
I love that show. And the
last season is great too. It's great.
Yeah. And after two runs through the show, I still cannot figure out if Kim Wexler is attractive or not. I'm kind of obsessed with it. I have no feelings one way or the other towards her. I've never felt this way about a person. I guess she's maybe completely average attractiveness for a famous person. Thoughts?
I have thoughts on this.
I've struggled with this as well, Ed.
I'm going to tell you what I know the answer to this.
Yeah.
There is an answer.
Yeah.
And also, I find this segment tough just because, like, who the fuck am I? Some goofy 48-year-old man. Yeah. Being the arbiter of taste. Kim Wexler absolutely is attractive.
Yep.
Her voice is a bit masculine.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And so it throws you. She is attractive. She's a fantastic actress.
Yes.
And I think it's just, I think that deep voice, I think, makes you question. But if you look at her, she's pretty. She's not like a Margot Robbie type, but she is very pretty. She's an attractive woman for sure.
I agree with you, and I'll take it a step further. She is attractive, and yes, she has sort of stronger features. She's not conventionally pretty, but she is attractive, and she is the type of woman that will work a little harder, which is what I like, you know, because she never was the prettiest girl in class. So she's got to find a way to stand out.
She's pretty. She's pretty.
She's
not average looking. She's pretty.
No, she's not. No, I agree. And I've struggled with this as well. And I have determined that she is attractive and I would definitely have sex with her. He continues. Did you see the He's Not Real lady posted a swimsuit pic? I think y'all were fans of hers.
I don't even know who that is.
He's talking about Tiffany Gomez, the who I'm a huge fan of. The, you know, remember she took edibles on that airplane.
Oh, you know, I think that happened. Did that happen last summer or something?
Yeah.
I was.
You're not here?
I think I was in Spain, and then I missed the 2 days where this was a thing. I just wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't plugged in. And everybody kept referring to He's Not Real. And I didn't, like, I knew this was a viral thing that I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
So I'm not as familiar. I know of it, but.
I have.
What's her name? Tiffany.
I have collected now the bathing suit pic in question, and it has been texted to you. Tiffany Gomez, if you want to, Gomas, Tiffany, conventional spelling. And I am familiar. And look, she was, she was on my radar when she was up there talking about people not being real on that Delta Airlines flight or United, whatever it was.
She was complaining that, or she was like just having a break because she was on an edible or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she's ever explained it, but she was having an issue with another passenger on the plane and she had a freak out maybe over some misplaced AirPods or something. It's not quite clear. Maybe somebody else knows better, but yes, she was having an issue, but she was looking fine when she was having that issue. And she's looked fine ever since. Big fan. I follow her on Instagram. I suggest everybody does because she's just that good. He continues. So who you scooping? Kim Wexler or the he's not real lady? Ed Daly to you. Who you scooping?
If I have to play this game, I'm scooping Kim Wexler.
Yeah. She'll work harder. Because this Tiffany Gomez, she's down there in Dallas. I don't think she's much of a worker. I would have to say I would probably go Kim Wexler as well based on that. He continues. Two, is Drew in Houston still alive or did the cartel assassinate him? Maybe. Haven't heard from him in a while, and I think he was worried he might be getting into a Marty Bird type situation. That's true. Three, I've literally only seen African Americans on those three-wheel vehicles. My wife and I made a game of spotting
we got to stop this one.
What do you mean?
What is going on? We're having a game spotting okay.
That's something he's noticed. Thanks for keeping it baller. That's from Adam in Houston.
At least he's being respectful.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I can tell you I have never seen one of these things in the wild.
I have plenty. And I've seen all races partaking in the three-wheeled motorcycle car things. Okay, here's another one. What sucks more, Coldplay's music or the fact they ask you to power their stage and listen to their shitty music? Coldplay has been touring the world and it was all green. Chris Martin and the Fix You crew said they had slashed their touring carbon footprint by 59% compared to their previous world tour, meeting a target of cutting emissions in half. They did it in part by turning their shows into a giant soul cycle class. Fans are encouraged to pedal bikes that charge stage areas and jump around on kinetic dance floors.
They have exercise bikes at the concert?
Yes, that generate electricity.
Is that a real thing?
That's what this – I'm reading it for the first time. The band also travels by train where possible. This almost makes up for all the college a cappella covers they've inspired. So my son's baseball team is preparing for a tournament in Alabama. I was looking at the list of teams we play. I would like to submit the below team for the most hilarious baseball team name ever thought of. Have fun with this one next week. And he's playing a 14 and under team called the Alabama Raw Dogs.
Oh, wow.
What is happening? What's happened to this planet? That we have kids going at playing as the Raw Dogs. Raw Dog means you're fucking without a condom. That's the only thing it means.
But it does. It's not like this to a little kid could mean this. No, if it was the Red Dogs or something. It's Raw Dog only means one thing.
There's only one thing it means, and it means you're fucking without a condom on. There's not another definition of it. The Raw Dogs.
Terrible.
Unbelievable. Okay, that's from Matthew Richards, by the way. Okay, let's talk about some things that are not, in fact, sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the not sports portion?
Well, Elon Musk's Starlink internet service was introduced to a remote Amazon tribe And so they finally got online for the first time, and the community has gotten hooked on porn and social media.
It turns out we don't need to rescue people from having a perfect existence. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Yeah. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast. Man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.